Well, first of all, in the game, I am very, very pleased with the approach that the guys took and the aggressive nature of which they played, how they got after it. Not always pretty. You know, we're right now not the prettiest offense in the world, but the way the guys got after the opponent and finished downfield, the receivers, was able to show pretty lengthy tape today to the offense of guys finishing in the pocket in pass protection, receivers finishing downfield. And, you know, that's the tone, and that's the way we wanted to play. That's the way we want to play. I feel like in the last 2 weeks, the 3 years I've been here, is the most physical that the offense has been. Didn't say it was the best, but the most physical. Very, very proud of our quarterback, Jay Cutler. Tough SOB. Takes the bad hit. You know, football, I mean, they finished the plays, and they take you to the ground, and that's part of the game. But for him to come back and suck it up, you know, you could tell he was, you know, a little sore, but very, very proud of him. I thought he played well and got the run going. Not efficient enough in the run, certainly not efficient enough in the red zone. And we have to finish drives out, although our defense is playing outstanding football right now. And, you know, a lot of what we're doing on offense is trying to, you know, be smart at times. We got to finish better in the red zone. We still got to continue to work hard to do better on first downs. We're still not doing good enough on first downs. But like I said, every week since we've been up here, that, you know, everything each week you're trying to improve on some things. You hope you don't take a step back in some areas. Then you're trying to play catch up when you're taking a step back in that area, and then get better in some areas that you identified. Of course, we identified in our room the same things I told you guys. No secrets. We got to do better on first down. We got to finish drives in the red zone. And we'll continue to work diligently on that. Well, the guys are being more physical. You know, we're taking care. Thanks, Dan. We're taking care, for the most part, of the down linemen. You know, we felt like early in the season, of course, we played against those 34 teams. It's tough to be explosive against those 34 teams, as we've talked in here or outside or wherever it was. But we identified a couple weeks ago that we were getting in too big a rush to get the guards up to the linebackers, not taking care of the down linemen well enough. I think the last couple of weeks we've done a better job of that. So we're excited that the run game is getting going, but I'd like to see us be a little bit more efficient. You know, we have seven plays that I counted that were blocked except for one guy. You know, you take those seven plays and even next week say, okay, let's make that four. There's three more good runs you're going to have. So we got to continue to, you know, make sure that, I always say to the guys, be the guy, you know, be the guy that everyone say, man, what a great job. Don't be the guy, you know. You don't be, you know, so-and-so again. Don't be the guy. Be the guy. And so we're trying to strive for that every week. And so we want a little bit more of, man, he's the guy. What a great block. And a little less of, he's the guy. Everybody, they took turns being the guy. You know, from an early lean snap by the center to getting beat inside when they were happening in one formation slant 100% of the time, and how you get beat inside when, you know, they're slanting 100% of the time from the first play of the game to the last play of the game, how you get beat inside in a critical situation, he's the guy. So we want to eliminate that. But these guys are human. They're out there fighting. I've said this, and I'll continue to say this till I retire. Offensive linemen don't grade out 100%. We want to eliminate the lack of awareness plays. You know, if you know that a guy tightens down, he's spiking inside, let's make sure we take the proper footwork to get our hat in the proper place. And same with tight ends across the board, the blockers. And we need to continue to play, in my opinion, with some more awareness. You know, the effort and the intensity is fantastic. We've got to become more aware, and we got to put them as coaches and make sure they know the signs, stack of linebackers and all the things where the safeties are, that it's going to give them the guidelines to tell them that that's getting ready to happen. And so, that, you know, we'll continue to grow that way. So, but, you know, we took turns being the guy. You know, I just sat with him in the cafeteria. He's, you know, sore. But we're going to go. You know, I was a little cautious, obviously, once he got hurt and didn't want to expose him, didn't really throw the ball down the field, except for when we were getting pressed. But he's ready to go. I was, you know, very, very, very pleased with Jay. Well, I get one less day to game play, so I don't know what the heck he's talking about. No, I'm only kidding. They get the same days off. It does. It does help that you can get into some kind of routine. And Jay and I were talking in the cafeteria. I actually sat down. He didn't get up. So I sat down next to him in the cafeteria. You know, 15 days, I think it was, between games. And we talked that during training camp, we noticed as an offense, and we're not in the defensive room, so we don't notice what they notice. But when we had a day off in training camp, we seemed to always come back that day after the day off in training camp and not have a very good day. So now we had 15 days off, and, you know, it just didn't feel as crisp as we wanted it to be. Yeah, the first drive was nice, but, you know, look at the first two plays of the game. We got stuffed. We were in no huddle. I don't think anyone knew that. You know, we had us huddle up on the third play of the damn game. And so, just not as crisp. You know, it felt a little off. You know, guys haven't been hitting in a while, although we went in pads and practiced a number of times. So, yeah, it is good to get into a real routine of a, you know, a regular week and a regular, you know, day game where you go down, you have meat the night before a game, and you have a regular Friday, and, you know, maybe I can see my wife Diane when she's awake and different things like that. So, yeah, it is good. It is good. I agree with him on that. They're playing together for a number of weeks, and, you know, we've always said when they start to play together, they know how much of a guy I'm going to take on this look. Am I going to take half? Am I going to take more than half? Their steps are down in sequence. They're stepping with the same foot. Then they could play aggressively. Plus, you know, we're running the same plays over and over the weeks. And so now when they see different looks, they know what those adjustments could be. Oh, okay, so he moved here. Now the guard's not working with the center. Now the guard's working with the tackle. And if they can do that, then they can be more aggressive. In the passing game, do a nice job picking up stunts because they're setting the right down lineman. You know, guys are four-eyed, they're playing a wide nine. We're not going to set out to that end. We're going to set that four-eyed, that wide three technique, that wide defensive tackle to all you laymen. And then this way, they're already in position for that stunt. So they're starting to do a lot of those things. They know where their help is. They know which way the line is turning. So they know if I'm a guy, I can overset a guy because if I get beat inside, the center's right there. So these things help them all play aggressively. Well, we're desperate too, though. We need to be 6-1. Have you looked at our schedule coming up? We need to be 6-1, and we need to take care of our business. And that's the key in this business is don't get ahead of yourselves like we did once. And take each game, you know, the cliche, one at a time. But really, this football team is focused on getting better each day. We've talked about that each week, getting better each day at something. I'm going to get better at something. We're going to identify what the players need to get better at. So if we keep that and stay that course of getting better at something each day, and then each day if each one of us gets a little bit better like that, then collectively you put all those guys in the room, we get better as an offense like that. That's what we're working on. You know, that's what we're working on. Toughness, finish, put a lot of guys on the ground. He was the guy a couple times. You all saw it. But let me tell you something. The guy plays hard, and he plays physical, and he's knocking guys around in pass protection. It's not a lot of times you can look at an offensive line. What I'm proud of him about is you look, you know, okay, we gave some sacks, some on us, some on this, some on that, okay? But if you look at his approach to the game and how physical he is, he is one of the guys that we're showing on clips of, we're in the pocket pass protecting, he's knocking guys on the ground. You know, you would think of an offensive line, okay, they're going to be physical in the run game. I remember saying one time, hey, big guys can't be big backing up. But I tell you, this group that we have now in the pocket are knocking guys around. Just go back and look at the game. There's a lot of guys on the ground, and that's a good thing. It's a good thing for the Bears.